Nolte, left is still attacking CBS News under Barry Weiss's management even though they have not reformed. By John Nolte on January 21, 2026. Even though CBS News is not reforming, the far-left outlet is still under attack from the left-wing media. Here's a classic tactic the corporate media use to ensure nothing changes. There are no media reforms, and no one dares stray from the left's fascist plantation. 10 people familiar with the workings of CBS News say the Paramount Skydance unit is veering toward dysfunction, with a management team led by Barry Weiss that doesn't value the standards held by veteran journalists, and a staff that views its editor-in-chief and her hand-picked senior staff with great skepticism, owing to her lack of experience managing mainstream media assets. That's the far-left variety using the old unnamed sources ploy along with the old dysfunction ploy. We see this all the time. Any attempt to in any way reform a leftist institution or bring about any kind of course correction is met with swift and vicious pushback from the corporate media, where unnamed sources inform us, it's all falling apart. The reformers are incompetent. The wheels are coming off. I bet Variety and these 10 unnamed sources, if they even exist, aren't complaining about CBS News issuing the equivalent of a fatwa on ICE officers with 93% negative coverage. You try to reform the State Department, and unnamed sources say it's chaos. You try to reform the Education Department, and unnamed sources say kids will die. You try to reform all the alleged Somali welfare fraud, unnamed sources say it's racist. CBS News is in the shitter ratings-wise, revenue-wise, and reputation-wise, but unnamed sources say reform is making IT worse. Everything that caused CBS to become a joke and a propaganda outlet for the left was deliberate. If you'll notice, no unnamed sources ran to Variety about all the chaos and dysfunction at CBS News when they were actively participating in this. The hex F kill everybody hoax. Trump destroying White House hoax. Photo of starving Gaza baby hoax. Israeli troops murdered food-seeking Palestinians hoax. Trump tariffs will explode prices hoax. Maryland man hoax. Black newborns much more likely to die if docs white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. No, 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 it is only the unlikely threat that CBS News might not participate in all that lying that brings out the chaos and dysfunction narratives. Well, these 10 unnamed sources need not worry. Nothing will change at CBS News. The lying continues and will continue until the FCC pulls its license. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.